You're listening to SBS News.
Football fans, rejoice. The English Premier League returns this weekend. It may feel like football doesn't end, especially after the FIFA World Cup took over the European summer. Manchester City has already claimed the first piece of silverware of the season, beating Chelsea to win the Community Shield. It means momentum is already behind the Sky Blues, as it looks to repeat the record-breaking feats of last season. Another team in good form is Tottenham. Its Argentinian manager, Mauricio Pochettino, has been happy with his side's pre-season form, which concluded with a good win against Italy's AC Milan and strong showings against other top European sides.
And yes, today again a very good side, like was Barcelona or Roma. To leave that experience for a lot of younger is fantastic, and I want to congratulate all the academy coaches, staff.
SBS will again have coverage of the Premier League live, free and in HD, and it kicks off with Newcastle and Tottenham. Across the Atlantic, and five Australians are in the field contesting golf's final major of the year at the Bell Reef Country Club. American Justin Thomas goes in as the defending champion and is in form after last week's win at the PGA Tour event in Ohio. But it's three-time major winner Jordan Spieth eyeing off a career Grand Slam. And he says he's not feeling the pressure.
I feel somewhat under the radar this year. I've kind of felt that way a lot this year. I don't mind it. But at the same time, this tournament will always be circled and until I'm able to hopefully win it someday, it'll always be circled to complete the career Grand Slam, which will ultimately achieve a lifelong goal for me. So certainly emphasis in my head on it, but nothing overpowering, nothing that takes over once I start on the first tee, just more, you know, going into the week.
In Japan, Australia's swimmers will be getting a taste of Tokyo's Olympic venue, with the Pan Pacific Championships taking place this weekend. Kate Campbell won three gold medals and a silver at the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games, but she's hoping she can match it with the Americans and make up for her disappointing Rio Olympics campaign.
Everyone is just trying to swim season's best time, and it's nothing different for myself. We also trialled having our trials a couple of weeks before we went away, so I think that this will be a good stepping stone for we'll be following the same process for the next 2 years leading into Tokyo. So just consolidating good swim times and racing against some really tough competition.
Locally, AFL headlines this week has been dominated by a moment of madness from West Coast Eagle Andrew Gaff. His strike to the head to Fremantle's Andrew Brayshaw attracted an 8-week ban. 18-year-old Brayshaw's jaw was broken and 4 teeth were displaced. Both teams say the matter has now been dealt with and their attention is on the weekend's games. Here's Fremantle's Lee Spur.
I think there's no winners really in this outcome, you know, with injured, suspension, whatever. There's no winners out of this, so I think it's bigger than that. I think it's hard to say, was it fair, was it right? Everyone across the whole AFL and general public's, you know, was shocked by it, but it's been dealt with and put to bed, and we all move on.
Fremantle hosts Carlton at Perth Stadium on Sunday, while West Coast travels to Adelaide to take on the Power. The Eagles remain one win away from top spot, and coach Adam Simpson says the team has overcome a lot of adversity recently, from injuries to suspensions.
We've been through a little bit this year. I won't be using it as motivation or anything like that. It's not really something you use as motivation. So the inner sanctum is pretty tight, though. So it's more from a coaching point of view, getting on with things from selection standpoint, and then our players getting on with their jobs as well. So that's where that's at.
In the NRL, Penrith will also be looking to put off-field dramas behind them when they take on the Gold Coast Titans on Saturday. Despite the Panthers being in finals contention, its coach, Anthony Griffin, was sacked during the week. His assistant, Cameron Serraldo, has been appointed to manage the side for the remainder of the year. And in Super Netball, the Queensland Firebirds and Sunshine Coast Lightning will contest the sudden-death semi-final on Sunday. The Giants and Fever will play for a spot in the grand final the day before. Laurie Lewira, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.